Pastor Michael, we've been in a season on questions related to the spiritual realm. And today's question is, can Christians become possessed by a demon?
Wonderful question. Let me just give an upfront answer and then we can explain it. If you are a true Christian, you have come before Jesus, repented of your sin, believed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. You have transferred your allegiance from some other false religion or yourself to Jesus as your God. Let's say that's real. You've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, which happens, you know, the moment you trust in Christ. If that has happened objectively, then you cannot be possessed by a demon. But this is where we want to make sure we're clear. You can be oppressed, you can be tormented, you can be influenced, you can be antagonized, and more by demons. There's a reason why the scriptures talk about this stuff so much. So let me just establish three just basic truths that if you are a true believer in Jesus are true about you. And I also think if someone's listening and they're not a Christian, if Jesus is real, then so is Satan. And if good is real and so is evil, I think these are motivations to come to Christ.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I would like a greater level of spiritual protection, and Jesus is a wonderful protector. So number one, we established this in season 2, episode 8, but a demon cannot come into a true Christian ever. Not possible. Okay. All right. Number two, no person can put a demon inside of you. Okay. You have to invite it, but that's only if you're a non-Christian. But if you're a Christian, no other person can put it inside of you. So that's like really, really great news. And if you are a true Christian, like you still have the will, the freedom to dabble in demonic occult practices. But even if you tried to invite a demon into you, which I would probably question whether or not you were a true Christian.
Right.
If you're trying
if you had
to
that motivation.
Invite a true a demon into your life. But let's say you were, it actually could not enter. But what it can do is it can wreak havoc on your life.
Okay.
And so I want to be clear that as a true, genuine Christian, someone else can't do it. You can't do it. Occult practices can't do it. It's not a reason to engage in occult practices, but you're never going to lose control to a demon. Okay. That being said, what we find in scripture are example after example after example of true, genuine believers being oppressed, antagonized, at times it would seem tortured. Paul says, basically, take the thorn in my flesh.
Thorn in the flesh, right.
And he attributed it, its origins, whether it was a physical ailment or a person, to a demonic origin. We have Job. Job's just living his life, and little does he know behind the scenes that God and Satan are having a conversation, and God allows Satan to literally torment him.
Yeah, and it says he was righteous and blameless.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Like the amount of spiritual attack you have in your life sometimes has no correlation to your righteousness or unrighteousness.
Yep.
I think it is always going to be used for good. It's always going to be used for transformation. We like to know that there's a purpose to something. And that purpose that we want is usually self-centered. Sometimes it's not about you at all, you know? But like, just to be overwhelmingly clear, anytime you engage in occult practices, these are gateway practices, and you may not be able to open the gate wide enough that they possess you, but you can open the gate in such a way that they can antagonize you, influence you, torment you. As a believer, like you and I, like we're pastors, we have studied the Word of God quite a bit. We've got Bible degrees, all the stuff that comes with being a pastor. And yet, we are still susceptible to intellectual demonic influence, ideas, that cultural mantras that kind of we're vulnerable to that can sink into our brains. So that's not possession, but if we're not guarding our minds and guarding our hearts and guarding our ability to stay away from demonic practices, we can be influenced pretty severely. So the Christian needs to be on guard, or as Peter says, you need to be sober-minded, because the devil, right, he prowls around like a roaring lion. He is looking for someone to devour. And who's he trying to devour? Christians.
Yeah.
He can't possess them, but he can antagonize us, oppress us, influence us, etc. And sometimes torment us if the Lord gives him permission. So we want to be on the, we just want to be looking out, wise, avoiding demonic practices, avoiding behaviors that the scriptures say give demonic influence, but having unbelievable confidence that, like, even if Satan was right here and he was talking to you, he could not come inside of you and control you, which is great news.
Absolutely.
I'm not a Christian. I'm like,
man,
I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we have the Holy Spirit and why we need the Holy Spirit every moment of every day, yeah. right? Like, because even though we have Christ and we have mm-hmm. the Spirit of Christ, we can quench the Spirit. We can yep. choose to live in ways that are contrary to God's will yeah. and God's sovereign authority. And God, like, he's still sovereign, but mm-hmm. we can choose to not submit yep. On a day-by-day basis.
I mean, we never have, but others.
Right, of course. Hypothetically. Yeah. And that's... like, thank goodness for the Holy Spirit, yeah. right? So thank you for helping us understand that and think through that. Appreciate it.